You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. All right, troops, today we're here to talk about teamwork and the importance of keeping that positive atmosphere that I brought up before in another podcast where I mentioned the muddy old boot and the positive atmosphere. If you recall, I explained that you need to have thick skin to be a bugser because sometimes people are going to throw a muddy boot at you when you make a mistake. But I wanted to reiterate, we're not throwing the muddy boot because we want to cause emotional harm to our other team member. When you do criticize someone, try to use some tact. You want to use as much tact as you can without crossing the line into not, you know, pointing out the mistake they've made. It's got to be pointed out. You know, we do have to be stern enough that our guys correct the tactic to make it more effective if they're making a mistake. When you're on a team that has a defined goal and there's a certain way to win the game, we can't have every single guy out there doing their different thing. When you're fighting a war of words and you are engaged in a war, it's a verbal war. Well, nonetheless, you can't have every guy in your platoon out on the battlefield just doing their own thing. You need to keep your guys in line, and there are certain rules that we follow when we are a team member at Bucks. When you're on our side in this war and you're part of this team, you're going to be in this company, this battalion, hopefully this whole army one day, we get enough people on message. But we have certain tactics we stick to that we got to do, and we need to do them right. And when we make mistakes, we do have to correct each other. At the same time, morale is also important. So don't be harsh when you criticize someone just for the fun of doing it. You know, if it's a small mistake and this particular teammate happens to be good at correcting things when something's pointed out to them, you don't have to smear it in their face. Well, then use some tact. You know, say, hey, most of your comments good, but this one thing here could cause you to lose the audience. Change it. You know, now if it's the kind of guy who's going to be a stubborn shit, sometimes you have to throw the muddy boot a little harder than other times. But again, I don't want to see people posting things and saying things to each other that's going to discourage people from wanting to post too. If you got someone who's in the tent and pissing inside the tent where everyone else is trying to get some shut eye before the next day's battle, or where we're doing our little after action review and we are discussing what we did good, what we did wrong. You know, if we got a guy who's in there killing morale, Brian might kick you off the site. He's a good moderator. He may kick you off the site if you are peeing in the punch bowl. You know, I use that allegory for a lot of different things, don't I? The thing is, we got to be keeping morale high, and we can't be sitting here kicking everyone else in the head every time that we disagree with them on something in some way that's going to hurt morale. But we still need to be able to correct each other when we make a mistake. As far as this team goes, Bob is the coach. You know, if you disagree with him on something, you can politely explain why you disagree, and he may explain the reason we're doing something better. When he makes a clear mistake and deviates from mantra logic, if you're gonna correct Bob, my suggestion is you do it with mantra thinking. If you're gonna correct the coach on something, you better be right when you correct him. he was corrected once before. You know, someone threw the muddy boot at him, but they didn't call him names or ad hominem or any of that stuff that, you know, designed to be really, really berating to him. They just told him the comment he made was stupid, and then they offered the solution as well. They offered the correct way to say it in fitting with the mantra. And Bob was happy to see it that way because he didn't do it in a disrespectful way to Bob. You know, he just pointed out that what Bob had said was ineffective. He didn't say Bob's old and useless. You know, he didn't say that's dumb and you're a coward. You know, and we've seen a few posts like this of people on the swarm saying this kind of crap to each other. Guys, you have to keep morale high in the platoon. Let's not be throwing the muddy boot when it doesn't need to be thrown. We throw the muddy boot when something deviates from the mantra too far. All right? If something is screwing up the message and it's something that can get us dismissed in front of an audience and cause us to lose the audience, remember, this is all about waking up the audience. We're not interested in being an echo chamber. the swarm doesn't do echo chamber. No, we are we're actively engaged in taking this onto the enemy's ground, which means we need to do things that will not get us dismissed. We need to do things that keep them reading and keep them listening and that get them to start using the terms white genocide and anti-racist as a code word for anti-white. You know, and to do that, to accomplish any sort of goal, in fact, as a team, you need to keep a positive atmosphere. And so, again, when I say you need some thick skin, it's not to encourage people to be abusive to each other. Far from that. You know, the point is you need to deal with it when someone corrects you. You need to deal with it in the right way. At the same time, when you correct someone, don't just tell them they're wrong. Show them what to replace something with. If you saw them post a mini mantra somewhere that didn't have room for the whole thing, and they said something they shouldn't have said, they stuck their foot in their mouth, don't just tell them they stuck their foot in their mouth. Tell them what to replace it with too for next time so that they don't make the same mistake again. Sometimes what's done is done. If I stick my foot in my mouth on one of these podcasts and it doesn't get caught by my editor when it hits the internet, it's already too late once it's online because someone else already has a copy of the last version that was released. So I can't necessarily change it, but I can help avoid saying it again in the future. And the other thing too is when we're posting things, you know, it's a little easier to analyze a post because people have the time to read their post before they hit the post button after they've written it. And sometimes you'll see something that someone did that's a mistake and you correct them on it, but you make sure to tell them what to replace it with. You know, when Bob corrects someone on the team, he doesn't just don't say that dumb dumb. No, he says, don't say that, that's dumb, replace it with this. This is more effective. Here's why. And so again, when he tells you not to be using the example of Jews in the mini mantra, just, you know, keep it to Asians and blacks. We don't want to open up the Jew can of worms because it could get us either dismissed as being pro-Israel or it could get us dismissed as being anti-Semites. Either way, it's getting you dismissed. He's not doing it to make you guys feel bad for making the mistake. He's just getting you to use a more effective tactic. And that's the important thing to remember. The difference between throwing the muddy boot when someone makes a mistake to correct them versus just throwing it because you want to hurt morale. That's not what we're interested in. And you know, some of these guys on the swarm, we put our heart and soul into a lot of the things that we're doing here. This really means a lot to us. This is the first time any people have ever come along in our struggle that have actually shown us a way out, a way to take down the anti-white system without breaking any laws, without going to jail, without doing anything stupid with actually teaching us how to play practical politics. And so it means a lot to a lot of us to be part of this team, and what we're doing is a big deal. If you don't think what you're doing is important, I want you to ask yourself why you're here. You know, this is very important. And so, again, it requires keeping morale high. You know, we are the few against the many at the moment. You know, we're trying to wake up the many and get them on our side. But right now, when you're part of a team that isn't that big and you're pouring your heart and soul into something and someone comes in and throws the muddy boot at you really hard without any explanation and basically tries to make you feel bad and useless, there's a big difference between using the muddy boot in the wrong way and the right way. You know, and overusing it definitely falls in the category of the wrong way. We are not here to make each other feel bad. In fact, a lot of times when we see someone do something good, it's a good idea to comment on it too. You know, when someone does a good job, you know, someone's a one-man swarming machine, you see them on a thread taking these anti-whites on and completely exposing them in front of the audience without making one mistake. You know, they look like one of those people in the martial arts movie taking on the giant team of bad guys, and they don't get a scratch on them. You know, you see one of your teammates doing that, by all means, you know, buy them around. Okay, we can't do that on the internet, but you know, give them their props, their due. Tell them when they did a good job. You know, the coach might not necessarily say it. He might not have seen it. He might not get a chance to. But the other teammates, when they see other teammates doing a good job, of course, let them know. You know, we're here to keep morale high. And that's an important thing. I can't stress enough when you're in a war of any kind how important morale is. we want to keep us active and motivated here. And if someone makes a mistake, again, when you correct them, you better be willing to offer them what to replace something with when you tell them not to do something. You know, if you tell someone they made a mistake, let them know what to correct it with, and try to avoid going into too much into depth with tearing them down, because it can really it can hurt morale. And we don't want to do that. That brings me to another subject: trolls. Beware the trolls. Our enemy cannot address our message because we're pointing out the truth. When you've made a mountain of lies and someone takes out the cornerstone of those lies with the truth, well, there's no way to address that. when you get caught saying a lie and someone points out the truth and you're busted and they point out the contradictions in the underlying statements in your own argument actually supporting those lies, and they point that lie out to the audience and you are caught, there is no answer for it. So they want to get as underhanded as they possibly can. They can try to silence our message. They can try to ban it with spam filters and all that kind of crap. Just build a bigger damn wall when the dam's about to burst, which will only help you so long, guys. Trust me, you can't bottle lightning forever. It's going to break open. And you got your own guys out there making mistakes spreading the mantra for us. Yeah, we got anti-white spreading the mantra, and yeah, we might even have some pro-whites disguised as anti-white spreading the mantra too. You never quite know when someone's discussing our message, but pretty soon you'll have to tell people what they can't talk about. And you'll be telling them, you can't talk about this. You say, well, what aren't we allowed to talk about? Then you got to tell them. And then it just gets silly from there on. We got trolls that will show up on the Swarm site from time to time on Bob's site. I use them interchangeably because we're all about our team here. You'll get trolls. They'll show up. They might post the mantra once or twice. There was one that was on recently, and I did a little look back through where did you post the mantra today, and I couldn't find the guy posting the mantra once and reporting back in over 30 days. But yet he was on every single comment section on every single thread, throwing the muddy boot at people, and very rarely would he have a... I mean, he had some. He had some useful comments, but again, I don't know if these useful comments he was making happened to actually be intended for being useful or just to make him look useful. You know, remember, sophisticated trolls. People that want to come in, and their real goal is to cause us to lose morale. You know, they'll come in and if they say something that's useful or is correct with fitting with mantra discipline, they might say it in a harsher way than necessary, and they're gonna do that more than once. I mean, we all have a bad day. Beefcake sometimes doesn't have his coffee in the morning and gets cranky, and you'll hear that coming through a podcast now and then. Again, when you notice consistent sourpuss behavior from someone, and then you go back in that where did you post the mantra day, and you see they haven't posted it at all. I haven't reported back in there a while. I must not be up to anything. Oh yeah, I'm making these podcasts. That's right. Nonetheless, if they're being a sourpuss and it seems like they're hurting morale on the forums on Bob's site, and they're not posting anything in the where did you post the mantra today, I view them with some suspicion personally. If they're not out there posting the mantra, or if they're out there posting messed up versions of the mantra, you know, they're throwing in all the stuff that they know will get it dismissed. Basically like, hey, look, I'm fighting on your side, except they're only shooting blanks. I get suspicious of that stuff. You know, we're going to see more and more sophisticated trolls. Half the stuff they're going to do is in fitting with what the swarm is supposed to do. Half the stuff is correct. Half the stuff is staying in line. And the other half is going to be spreading dissent and trying to hurt morale. So always keep your eyes out for this, guys. And remember, if someone says something to you that really hurts morale, you know, that's really an uncalled for comment, let Brian know. Let some of the other guys on the swarm know. You guys can get a hold of me. You can go over to Stormfront's, probably actually the best, as my private message box over there is just easier for me to check. send me a PM over there, and I'll tell you whether this person, what they said to you, was too harsh or not. And other people on the board might mention it too, or we might also tell you, no, look, he maybe didn't have to throw the muddy boot so hard. You are a valuable member of this team, but he is correct that particular tactic is incorrect. It does look in that thread like your foot is in your mouth, and you probably did lose the audience there. Next time, replace it with this, and we'll explain to you the mistake and how to correct it with a little more tact. And again, you know, we want to keep morale high, but at the same time, we do have to correct each other when we make mistakes. I draw the line on when I see someone looks like they're more interested in hurting the morale of this person than they are in correcting them. You know, when you have a team, the team has to play by certain rules. It's the way it is. And if you refuse to play by the rules, you know, eventually you will get kicked off the team. You know, if you happen to be the best team player out there, but you're hurting the morale of the whole team, well, you're dragging down the whole team from its ultimate objective of winning the championships, aren't you? You know, you might be very, very skilled, but you got to be a team player too. So again, when I said you got to have thick skin and deal with the muddy boot, I'm telling you to have some thick skin, not just for that, but because you might get some comments thrown at you from trolls undercover on the site. Undercover anti-whites that we might have trolling us. So take it with a grain of salt if someone does that. It's a little bit more complex when I say you need to have thick skin for the muddy boot, but at the same time, we're going to be, you know, we also want to keep morale high, which means use it with some discretion when you got to correct someone for making a mistake. You use the minimum amount of harshness necessary. You know, when you're part of a team like this, you know, it's a small team. You want to know that you're a valuable member on the team. And trust me, for all you guys out there doing the right thing, posting the mantra, exposing the anti-whites, I don't have words to describe the gratitude I have for you. By all means, every single member of our team is very, very valuable. And if you're one of the guys who is a valuable member of the team, but you're kind of just a cranky old bastard at the moment, I do ask you to maybe go a little bit lighter, especially on the new guys. You know, remember, not everyone on this team is a seasoned veteran yet. And some of the seasoned veterans already have thicker skin from dealing with all the anti-whites. We can handle a little bit of your crusty old bastardisms. Except when you got a guy who's new on here, maybe he listened to my first couple podcasts or he listened to some of Horace's and he decided to jump into the swarm and get active, and he makes a mistake right off the bat, don't make him feel like he doesn't deserve to be on the team right away. Correct him. You know, you gotta use your better judgment on the amount of harshness that you're gonna take with that muddy old boot. Don't go over the top just to show us how much of an old crusty hard ass you are. That's not effective at keeping the team healthy. Remember, you are involved in a war of words, and like all wars, you need to keep morale high. And at the same time, don't let a troll discourage you either. If someone on the site is triggering your troll suspicions, don't let them discourage you. You got to remember, our enemy's going to attack us, and they're even going to try registering on Bob's site, and they're going to pretend to be one of us. They might even spread the mantra a little bit, or they might mess it up and, you know, put blanks in their M16 or whatever. You get the idea. They're going to try to seem like they are one of us, but at the same time, they're going to try causing dissent. They're going to try disagreeing with the coach a lot. Remember, there are rules when you happen to be on a team, and if you're going to correct the coach, you better be right. Otherwise, you're just spreading dissent on the team, and you're trying to get the team members to not trust their coach. Don't go in doing that. And if you see someone doing that, keep an eyebrow raised. They might be a troll. And what I want you to do, if you think that someone is a troll, keep fighting. You know, keep being out there posting the mantras, spreading the mantra around. Eventually, the trolls do get discovered and they do get dealt with. We got some very bright people on the swarm, and they're good at spotting the trolls. But sometimes you'll get a crusty old bastard in there who's being real rude to everybody. We might not be getting rid of them right away because, you know, first we got to make sure they're a troll. They might also be a valuable member of the team, and they might also be out there spreading our mantra and being useful to us, and we'll probably try to get them in line and explain to them why they got to use maybe a little bit more tact maybe throw the muddy boot a little bit less. They're throwing it at times when it's not necessary. We'll try working with them a little bit, but as soon as we figure out there's somebody who's really not interested in playing for our team, they're not interested in playing baseball, they're just here to cause problems on the team, they're gone. And again, because people are going to try to do it, don't let the people attempting to do that, don't let the anti-white trolls get you off message by discouraging you or hurting morale. Remember, the enemy wears a lot of faces. And I'm trying to sum up what I'm telling everyone here in this podcast concisely because I'm repetitive when I talk and I get into tangents. But the bottom line is, you're going to need some thick skin to deal with the trolls on the site that will pop up from time to time. When you need to correct someone else, you do correct them, but don't throw the muddy old boot when it's not needed. Try to use some tact and compliment guys when you see them do a good job because we need to keep morale high. And this whole podcast, if you don't take home any other at-home message from this, remember, we're in a war of words. We have a team, and on our team, we're trying to keep the morale up. Because like in any war, morale is very, very important.
All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.